Good morning. Thanks for being with us for another edition of the Four Corners Spotlight. Joining me in the studio today is Mrs. New Mexico.
Hi.
Welcome, Summer. Summer is with us. Summer Giacchino Whistle.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful, isn't
that
it?
That is, but they're all fun names.
I know. They're a little different.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, well, we want to talk about your Mrs. New Mexico going for Mrs. America.
Yes.
And there's still a lot more to that story, though. So you grew up here in the area?
I sure did. Yes. I attended all my grade school, high school. I went to UNM for college, for university. And then I returned home and worked for the state after that.
Mm.
And moved away for a couple of years, came back when I started having my kiddos.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be around family and have your nice, safe, comfortable environment for the kiddos.
Sure. Well, a lot of people know your mom and dad, Mike Giacchino, passed away in a terrible accident.
Yes.
Almost a year ago now.
Yeah, almost. September 6th will be the anniversary of that.
Okay, so it was your mom, Robin, and they were on a motorcycle, right?
Right.
And they were headed up to Durango?
They were staying at a condo in near Silverton, Cascade Village.
Yeah.
And they had gone out for a little cruise on the motorcycle. And right there by the Glacier Club is about where it happened. They were coming back to the condo, going back to the condo. And then on your right is that mineral statue-looking thing, you know, where people take pictures of.
Yeah.
And you come around that corner, and a gal had been on her, I guess, fiddling with her radio and collided into them pretty much head-on.
Wow.
She was, maybe it was 8 feet in their lane, 7 feet in their lane.
Mm.
So Dad pretty much died instantly. And then Robin, she was airlifted to Denver.
Mm.
So, yeah,
wow.
in the end of that, she lost her leg, and her pelvis was crushed.
Mm.
So she's still trying to recuperate and get her, you know, get that strength, build back up and carry on.
Now, when this all happened, you weren't in the area. You
no.
were on vacation.
Yeah, I was in Mexico, actually. And it was one of the first vacations I took my little three-year-old, which was frightening.
Wow.
Took him on the plane.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But, so we weren't in town, and we were notified, and then we came right home.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a shock, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. You just never prepared for that kind of a tragedy that comes to your family, to your life.
Right. Yeah, so with this, with being Mrs. New Mexico, that's my platform for the year to really help spread that message about distracted driving. It's not just texting. It can be eating and driving, messing with your radio. There's just a number of different factors that keep your eyes off the road, distract you, and can possibly kill somebody or kill somebody in your vehicle, your loved one. So.
Yeah, and it's getting more and more prevalent, I think, now with the cell phones. Now, even if they say even if you don't have the cell phone in your hand, talking, even if it's gone electronically through your radio, it still is a little distracting. You know, you're thinking about a conversation, but you're also driving. So there's a lot of things to think about.
Right. And that's something I'm trying to work with legislation. The next roundhouse session is in January. So I'm hoping to, gain some awareness for some of those issues, have some bills ready to go up for passing or veto. And some of those include harsher penalties for distracted drivers, possibly getting only hands-free communication in the car. I would prefer none, no phones, no nothing, just drive.
Because,
I mean, we all did it for years and years and years. We can survive without it in the car. And so we'll see what happens with that. It might be a long road, but I think you certainly have to start somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and it just a few seconds, you know, looking at a screen on your cell phone. What can be tragic, like you've experienced with your family.
Right.
So your mom was taken off to Denver when accident happened?
Right. Well, you know, actually, I think she was at Mercy for just a moment, and then they airlifted her to Denver, and she was in ICU for quite a while. And then after she got a little bit better there, she then went to Albuquerque